Activity 19. While you read, try to visualize or see a picture in your mind of the artwork being described.
A feast for the eyes, using food to create art. We've all seen art created from paint, clay, metal, and stone. But British photographer and artist Carl Warner goes to the supermarket to buy his art supplies. Carl creates what he calls foodscapes. He combines different types of food to imitate real landscapes. Then he photographs them. One of his foodscapes, Carts and Balloons, is a countryside scene. In this foodscape, a few leafy green stalks of broccoli are a forest. A few pieces of bread are used to make a cart. There are some berries in the cart and some potatoes as rocks. A few yellow corn cobs and cucumbers are the fields. Hot air balloons, made from bunches of bananas and other fruit, float in the sky. Some clouds of white bread float in the sky, too. It might seem a little weird to create art out of food, but Carl hopes that his work will get children excited about eating healthy foods. Combining food and art is not a modern idea. Giuseppe Arcimboldo, a 16th-century Italian painter, also combined different types of food to create original art. In 1590, the Roman Emperor Rudolf II asked Giuseppe to paint his portrait. The result was really unusual. Called Vertumnus, after the Roman god of fruit, the painting shows a face made of fruit, vegetables, and flowers. Giuseppe painted one pea pod for each top eyelid, two baby onions for each bottom eyelid, one grape for each eye, a pear for the nose, an apple for one cheek, and a peach for the other. Can you imagine what the emperor's face looked like? Luckily, the emperor was happy with this unusual portrait.